Hello and welcome to the Discomfort In podcast. This week we're talking about the gym and things that make us uncomfortable there. With me as always, to my right is...
Oh, you're not going to say it. It's like a mystery thing. I like that. I am Pat Oates. I like how he doesn't know the name of the guy whose house he's in.
I just like to throw it to you to introduce yourself.
Every week I try to get him to do... Stefano Sanchez with us as well.
Hey, guys.
I'm polite. And that's how you do it. I try to have you be the guy who does it. And I thought if any show where you could be the guy who does the intro would be a show about being uncomfortable. Because I've never seen someone be uncomfortable with the intro to an uncomfortable show. But you get real nervous. And I
stand on brand, really.
Yeah, but he stands on stages and talks to people. He writes the worst things in the world on Facebook. But as an
His
issue...
His jokes are awful, I agree.
I mean awful. I just mean awful sounding. But it's like,
I thought I was knocking that intro out of the park, to be perfectly honest.
No. Just set a picture. You should start off by going, this week at the Discomfort Inn, we're going to talk about gyms. The things that make you crazy, that makes you skeeve, the things that make you go nuts. With us, as always, Sash Makita, comedian, actor, human loud thing, Stefano Sanzo. See? That's how you do it.
I did forget to introduce myself now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, you never said your name. You just said it's me. you had a very egotistical thing. Yeah. Like,
already know me.
You know, from the last five episodes, you know me. All the film ballaholics out there is like, oh my god, it must be Stash.
Yeah,
running
dude.
Wild. We're going to talk about the gym. We asked like last week. Thank you once again, everyone on Facebook for chiming in. I like that people have nothing to do. It's really cool to help out. We asked for a lot of feedback, and you gave us a lot of great stuff. Stefano, you've been hitting the gym hard. What, the last couple of years? Because I knew you and you were fat.
Yeah. Right,
I was fat
right.
too.
Yes.
You nicknamed fat him too. Fat Broccoli.
Yes. Yeah, well,
at one point.
Because for those of you who've never seen me, I have curly hair, and that's really it. I was fat and have curly hair, and
that was
like
all
Fat Broccoli. And that nickname stuck.
It was so accurate at
it
the
was,
time.
It's one of the reasons why I dropped so much weight is because there was no fucking way to get rid of a nickname.
Bullying works.
Make it obsolete. Like, well, you can't call me Fat Broccoli now. It doesn't really work.
I can't, but I remember when you lost weight, you said, you can't call me that. I said, okay, Broccoli. See, it worked right away, because now you're a bro.
Yeah,
he's all tan and Italian and shit. You're Broccoli.
So well, I was always Italian.
I don't think so.
I transitioned.
You've amped up the Italian a bunch.
I used to be Steven, and then I threw a little olive oil in that bitch.
You're hard as fuck. I'm gonna get a name that's so hard that everyone calls me Stefano, and you're like, no, Stefano.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw you with your white shoes this weekend at your picnic or whatever.
One of my white shoes.
Yeah,
just yelling, show me a bocce court, I'll show you a winner. It's like,
but yeah, I do lean into
go to
that.
The gym. You've been going to the gym a lot.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in the gym.
Right, and it's something that you enjoy doing. I'm same way in the last year and a half. I've been running every day, going to the gym every day. At first, it was a reason to lose weight, and I was going to make myself feel better, but wasn't enjoying it. But now, if I don't go for a day, I feel like I left something out of my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really enjoy it. Stash, you're in and out. You've lost a ton of weight, but you're basically just not eating a lot and being sad.
Yeah, I do the minimal amount of yoga necessary to not get injured in my day-to-day activities, and that's about it.
Now, you don't do yoga in a class. You do yoga at home in front of a video?
Yeah, YouTube videos.
Okay, so I was going to say we could use that as well as also like a gym-type thing.
Right.
I think we talk about gyms today. We could talk about gyms and any kind of other working out, but I think it should be in a place. I mean, going running on your own, I'm not going to go into a thing about running today. It's more about where you are and how you feel awkward and experiences. So before we start, let's just get these out of the way. Thank you for everyone that helped, but Jesus Christ, you fucking hacks. We understand that people think that the locker room is the greatest place. If one more person says, oh, it's all the dicks, so many dicks, I can't believe all the dicks in the gym, in the locker room. That's where dicks go.
It's true. Yeah.
That's what your dick's supposed to be. Like, if you said, oh my God, every time that guy benches, I see his dick, then you'd have a problem.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's or medium deal, depending
on
the guy.
Or a very small deal, but it's a problem.
But either way, if he has a big deal, no one's complaining. He's just lifting with his dick, and that's fine.
Right.
But also, stick ups. Stop trying to ruin a good thing. You're not allowed to show dicks on TV unless it's a premium channel, and they still don't do it that often. You can't show them in public, so don't try and ruin the one place where you're allowed to willy-nilly see some dicks.
That's true. However.
Anyway, so first of all, intro, and then killing it right there. Pet peeve, Sasha Kita. We'll go back to that one. I'm going to have a whole show about you. But I don't care if a guy is naked in the locker room. Okay. I don't watch anyone else get changed in my life but me. So I don't know how other people get changed. Maybe there are people who drip dry, who stand there, who do that. I don't know. I think it's also a thing where these people are just working out. Most of them are not in good shape. They're exhausted, and they've probably been doing squats, and they can't even bend down to get their fucking pants. Right. They're literally just standing there naked. It doesn't bother me. But if it does bother you, maybe you shouldn't be going in the public locker rooms. You just go off to the side, go get changed or whatever. I don't care. I don't get naked at the gym.
Right.
I don't shower there because I run to the gym a mile and then I run back home. So I in the clothes I'm in, I run back and forth. I don't do that. But I know a lot of people go to the gym then go to work. They have to shower. I understand that. If the times I have showered there, I've taken the clothes into the shower stall with me, closed the curtain, and changed in there. I'm just someone who's never been like a nude in front of people. And not because of shame or anything else. It's just not what I've ever done. Even when I was in locker rooms and sports and things, I didn't really like that. But I understood it was there. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
I mean, I always hear, like, has anyone ever talked to you while they're nude?
Okay, so here's where I have to interject, Pat. Okay. While I do believe that the bathroom, the locker rooms is, if anywhere, if there's a public place where you could be naked, that's where it belongs. I had a situation where it was absolutely, totally unacceptable. This guy is always walking around naked. Picture exactly what the guy you'd think would do this. He's 60-something, balding, has a mustache, probably named Todd.
Some chest hair, but not all the chest hair. Correct. So it's always like just patches.
So again, I'm fine with you being naked. He roams around naked a little bit too much. Now on this one particular day.
Now by roams, is he doing things? Is he
He's reading the news. I mean, he's literally.
He's not just going to wash his hands or take a piss.
No, he's lollygagging. He's on a stroll. So, and I'm fine with that, really. That's the, you know, as long as you're not doing it in public, whatever, I'll look away. So one time, I'm talking to one of my friends, and I mentioned bourbon, right? Because I'm a bourbon drinker. And
so you're in the locker room having conversation with your friend.
Yes, and
that's weird.
I mean, I'm not naked.
No, I know, but like,
I'm naked now, and you guys don't have a problem with it.
No, but I wouldn't have a chat with you in the locker room.
Right.
If you said, Pat, I want to talk to you, I go, I'll be out there.
Right.
When you're done being in here. Like, I don't even talk to people in the bathroom.
Okay.
If someone's taking a pee and they're like, hey, Pat, I'm like, outside.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So to me, so that's already odd.
I look weird. I'm about to not be the weird one in this situation. Right. Okay. I mentioned bourbon. Mr. Naked Pants, right? I guess pants doesn't make sense.
It's not work at all. Pants.
But this dude gets into a Captain Morgan stance. We're all familiar with that.
Hell yeah.
Butt naked and goes, you like bourbon? As if to call my draw, to draw my vision to him. I don't look and I get out of the situation as much as possible. But this motherfucker was trying to get me to stare at him naked. That's case in point.
Well, I mean,
he was advertising.
My only issue with that is that he doesn't know his poses because he should have talked about rum. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Captain Morgan's not a bourbon.
Exactly. Nope.
So to do the pose, that's not a thing. Now, to be fair, though, you guys were having a conversation in a locker room where people are supposed to get changed, do their thing, get the fuck out. He heard the conversation. You said that's what he does. He's in his habitat. He likes to roam free and naked in that area. So he's chatting. You told me he reads the paper. Now, if he was a guy that never did anything like that, then just turned and presented, okay, that's a little weird. But to be fair, you were chatting in his naked zone.
Okay.
You looked comfortable. You guys were having a fun talk. You probably weren't all clothed. Shirts off, probably.
Maybe shirts off.
There you go. I mean, that's a party.
Dick out.
Okay, but that's still a party. Okay. Shirt off. You're chilling. Right. He shows some ballage.
Okay.
He always shows it. All I'm saying is that's not, I have so many more issues with the gym than I do the locker room.
Yeah, topless dude is less offensive than bottomless dude anyway.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Because I'm topless dude a lot. I realize that I might be the culprit to all the problems that come up on this podcast. I might be that guy.
Possibly. That's why we're happy to have you on.
I'm glad I came on so you guys could see me and hear me talk about it. But yeah.
Possibly. But I think I'm not most of the problems, but I could be some of them too. But most of my issues in the gym, the things that make me awkward and feel weird, are the things that happen right at the beginning. When you get there, I don't know what. I go to Planet Fitness. That's the gym I go to. I don't know what gym.
I was there
to.
For a while years ago. Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Do you go to a gym that's like a chain, or do you go to just a?
I go to my main gym. It's I know the owner personally of the gym, so it's that kind of gym. It's not massive. It's Inspire Fitness in Shelton.
Okay, So no, but it's a gym that has employees and all that stuff. It's not just like one big place where like you have your own. Some gyms are places where like they'll give you a key and you just go yourself and then they clean them up.
I've definitely been to gyms like that.
Right, and those are cool too. But we're talking about right now, the ones that I know of are ones that have a ton of employees.
It's a pretty commercial gym.
Right, stuff like that. So when I go in, I don't like to talk to anybody. I go to a gym. I don't go to be social.
Mm.
So I know a lot of, when I go there, one of the things that makes me a little awkward are when they want to talk to me, like I just went to the bar and it's happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to chat. I don't want to hang out. I go in. I scan my card. I on purpose already have headphones in. Music is blaring. I'll do a head nod. That's about it. I'm not there to be friendly with anybody.
Right.
And I get that people like to do that, whatever. But when I get there right away and they're like, hey, how are you? And you're like, I obviously have headphones in. I can pull my, what? And I'm like, my card? And they're like, well, no, you're all set. Hi. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, why do I have to talk to you?
Yeah.
A, you're half my age. You say you're a trainer, but you're fatter than everyone here.
Yeah.
Why do I need to talk to you? Let me just fucking go work out. I want to get in, get out.
While we're on the subject, folks, headphones in is the international sign of fuck off.
No, that's what we don't do on this discomfort in. We are just comfortable enough. We don't go on side drives. We don't do any of that. You don't know bits. Don't worry about the headphones.
Bad.
Now we go headphones and Stash will hear that and he'll do a thing about taking a jog. Next thing you know, we're not in the gym anymore.
We're not running bits. Okay.
We got to stay. No bits, no stories, real things. Uncomfortableness. That's how we stay. This is not Pat Oates is sad. This is Pat Oates is uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's a different show.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
Yes.
Perfect. And we're still on.
We're providing that. Stash, do you like a conversation with the employees when you're there?
No, I think the thing that makes me most uncomfortable at the gym is like when you first walk in and go to scan your card and the employees look at you, because I know nobody really gives a fuck what you're doing, but that's when my anxiety brain kicks in. I'm like, these people are looking at me. They're judging me because they haven't seen me here in a long time. They're judging me because I'm fat. What am I doing at the gym if I'm so fat? Like, you know what I mean? It's just everything in the world I project. Everything bad that I feel about myself, I project onto them.
No, I understand. You think they're looking at you and going, oh, look at this fat fuck. He's probably dying of something.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he's probably here because he's got some kind of disease and they're making him run.
So I try to avoid conversation. I try and run through the beginning of the gym as fast as I can.
Now, I do notice that there's a difference. When I first started going at 240 pounds, and then, I mean, part of it's probably my own just putting stuff on myself and projecting it out there and thinking people are thinking things of me.
Yeah.
But I have noticed at the beginning, there'd be no smiles. There'd be no like hellos or anything like that. And I'd go every day. But when I started losing weight and started being there every day and got in better shape, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
And it's not like we've had conversations to now warrant this. And I've seen the same thing with other people that are in shape. Hi, how are you? The fat slobs just like, give me your card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've noticed that at one particular gym. And so that's probably why I don't want the conversation. I don't like to me, it should be the opposite. If I look like I know what I'm doing, let me go fucking do what I'm doing. If you're going to be a person that works there, and they have people that are trainers that get paid to be there to train, you think they'd be friendlier to the fat fucks, the old people, all the grossies.
Right.
Yeah.
They'd be like, want to get them to do something. So do your sales pitch on them. Leave me the fuck alone.
It's possible some of it, too, might be like, if they're working there every day, they see so many fat people come in and give up that they might just look up, see a fat dude, and be like, oh, here's a resolutionist. He won't be here long.
I guess the hours I go, it's usually in the morning, but sometimes I go in the evening. But mostly in the morning, there aren't any fat people in it. I have a lot of old people.
Yeah.
In this area, there's like a guy that trains a bunch of old people that come to there. And I mean, much older, like all like on their 70s and stuff at certain times of the day. But usually when I'm going, it's people in their 50s or 40s that look really good. They're in good shape. Like those women that when you go and from behind, you're like, wow, that's a cute 25-year-old. And they turn and they're Skeletor with a wig. And you're like, holy fuck.
Right.
Like that scary one, all those big fake tits and all that. But like for the most part, there's not a lot of fatties when I'm there. Just like oldies and stuff like that. But just like, I just don't want to chat. I don't want to chat with them. I don't want a conversation with anyone at the gym. I don't want to talk to them. I mean, if they want to ask me a question like, hey, are you using that? Or, hey, can I borrow this plate? Or can I do that? Yeah. I'll acknowledge, but I get in my own head. That's my time where when I go for runs, I think about jokes and comedy and podcasts. I can clear my head that way. When I'm in the gym, I think about the gym. There's not really a lot there. I think about what I'm going to do, or I listen to music or just chill out. And I don't want my world bothered.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So here's where I'm, where like I mentioned earlier, where I'm going to be that guy that people hate.
Well, you're a social butterfly.
Yeah.
That's also in your nature. So right. I understand that.
So like the first thing I do, I start talking to the owner of my gym usually. Like I'll always have a conversation with
him. Yeah, but you said you become friendly with
him. Yeah, he's my buddy. He's
See,
my
so
buddy.
That's okay. And but how'd that start? Did it start by you kind of hammering at him, or did he come up to you and start talking to you? How
I
did
think
this
we're
start?
Both social people, so okay. Both, you know.
But he also runs a business, exactly. So he kind of had to be social to make sure you're happy.
But yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm very social with him. I have a bunch of friends at the gym that I'll talk to. And
you're like people. A fucking first selectman, dude. Everywhere you walk in, you're campaigning.
Correct. I do not want anyone to dislike me, and I don't know what that comes from. But
low self-esteem, and now you have high self-esteem.
Correct, Amundo.
Without a doubt, I want people to like me. I just am tired of. I think it's because I talk so much, everything else I do, that when I go, right. I want an hour off.
And I just, I don't want to be a dick in any environment, really. And for me, not being a dick is reaching out to people. That's just how it works for me. Right. Like, I feel like I'm being a dick when I'm being standoffish. But, you know, now and then I'm like that at the gym, too. Like, I rarely lift with headphones. But when I have headphones, then, yeah, I'm not talking to people. But, yeah.
Yeah, but does your gym play good music?
Awful. I mean, that's the worst.
I mostly bring headphones because the music is just so bad at the gym. I would go without it. I don't get too much running, but I can't run without headphones. I've tried it. I've gotten to that point in life where I do need to hear things. Mm-hmm. And if I'm running and it's just my own thoughts, I won't go push myself as much.
Right.
And I know some people say that's a better run for you to push yourself and not have the headphones in. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm bringing the headphones. But if I was driving, which I'm not, and I was just going to the gym, I would probably go without headphones. I could probably lift without doing it there.
Right.
But I do need them to get there, so I just keep them in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I use the same playlist all the time. So for me, it kind of tells me how long I've gone and what I've done.
That's a good way to
and I like to do that way, and I kind of know how to gauge going with certain things. And I'm not against that. I have no problem if someone comes up to me and generally asks me a question, which is rare, but it has happened. And I won't say like get the fuck away from me or be rude. Anyway, I understand we're all there for the same thing. When I'm there in the morning, most people aren't chatting. There are a couple, and that's annoying because people. The one thing I hate more than the employees talking, are the ones who want to talk to people working out, but stand over a section that I want to use, and they're not using it.
Right.
Like there's an old man in my gym, and he's always there. He's always got like an old brown sweatshirt, like a Caldor's fucking sweatshirt, like no hood or
same
nothing.
Same outfit all the time.
Yeah,
right?
khaki pants. Yeah, they like working out. That. And then he has a Cumberland Farms hot coffee, which is real mm-hmm. weird at the gym.
Very strange.
And he just puts it on a bench.
I love and coffee
leans
at the
on
gym.
Benches. Really?
Coffee yeah. When at gym? When I was going,
I,
yeah.
I drink coffee at the gym too. But
I can't,
not all the time.
But that I don't drink too much of the things up there, but when I do anything, I sweat a lot, so I want to hydrate, and mm-hmm. coffee is not a hydrant.
It is not a hydrant.
No, it's the opposite. It's a diuretic.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
You're looking to poop?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always
at
looking to poop, bro. I'm always looking to poop.
But I just don't need someone. I don't like the chatter. I don't like the socialness. I don't like all that. I don't need someone. The people that go there, I'll never go like 6 o'clock to 8 to 9 o'clock. I've done it once or twice. That's the wrong time because those are the people that go there instead of going to the bar, and they go there to like chat and flirt and hit on each other.
Yeah. That is what I do, isn't it?
Is that when you go?
Yeah, and because I don't go to the bar after work. I stay at the.
And there's probably people you go that you know you're gonna see,
mm-hmm.
and it's always like seeing your friends or regulars at the bar.
Yeah,
and you're gonna chat with them. You might end up going out for a drink or going out with a coffee or something with them another time.
I'm realizing I'm worse than I thought.
It's not that you're worse. Okay, I don't. It makes me uncomfortable, but that's your comfort zone. That's what I like about the show. That doesn't make you uncomfortable. What makes you uncomfortable, it sounds like, is a place that people wouldn't want to chat with you. You do like a social aspect in your working out.
Absolutely.
I do not. When I work out, I focus. When I go to an open mic, and you guys have seen me there, I will chat with people after and right before. During an open mic, the same thing as a gym. I focus on the mic itself, what I have to do, and what I have to do. Same thing at comedy shows. Before and after, I'll chat with you and talk to you. But when I'm there, I'm doing work, and I put that same focus on the gym, and therefore I don't want to chat with you. But I also I have a confidence in myself to talk about comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't have a confidence in myself to talk about the gym. So I don't want someone to come up to
polar
me and say,
there, bud.
Right, you've probably researched a lot of things. I know what I'm doing for me.
Right.
But same thing with weight loss and stuff like that, but I don't want to talk to anybody about it. What works for me works for me. And I don't want to tell you some things. A, I don't know what most machines are called or what moves are. I know what works for fucking me.
Right.
So in my mind, that's what they want to talk about. And if they don't want to talk about that, why the fuck do they want to talk to me at the gym? I'm sweaty. I'm in weird clothes. I'm just trying to do my dumb shit. Leave me alone. I don't want a conversation. You don't like a conversation.
Not particularly, no.
Do you go up to strangers?
Very, very rarely. If I see someone who's extremely inexperienced and I know enough to keep them from hurting themselves, I may interject
in a
friendly way.
Well, let's get to that one.
Yeah.
You know what I hate a lot? The guy who comes up and tells you what to do.
Yeah.
But you're not a trainer.
Right. I'm a trainer. I just became one a couple days ago.
But are you a trainer? You're saying you just became one.
Right.
But you're not. But when you were doing this, you weren't.
Correct.
You were just a guy working out. You were like
the worst. Yeah.
You were like a mom who goes up to other people's kids, doesn't know the kids at the park, and just goes, "You shouldn't be doing that." And it's like, "Wait, who the fuck are you? I'm someone that knows. You shouldn't be doing that." Like, you might be right, but they didn't ask for your help.
Right.
Now,
honestly, as much as I hate conversation, if it's a safety thing like that,
that's what it is.
I might appreciate it.
Okay, but what's the safety? What are you saving them from?
Okay,
are they dying? Do they have a weight on their Adam's apple? Because if not, they got it.
All right, so when people first start coming to the gym, like someone who's inexperienced who I'd be talking to, an injury early on could keep them from ever coming back because it'll really mess up their motivation. So I'm trying to get there before they make this mistake long term and end up injuring themselves. Basically, don't make mistakes that I already made for them. You know, just interject. And if they don't follow my advice, that's fine. But I would feel like a piece of shit if I watched someone get injured. It's like, imagine being able
to... But the best part of the gym is watching somebody get hurt.
Yeah, but I agree. I get it. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Not like hurt, but like watch somebody be an idiot and do stuff. And see, that's our different focuses. When I go to the gym, like I said, I'm focused on me.
Mm.
The simple fact that you're even noticing that people are doing shit wrong, dude, you got to work on you.
I've worked on me, and part of working
work on me... Work on it some more, my friend, because you're projecting.
Yeah.
You just said, in that whole little rant there, you said... I don't want them to make the mistakes I did.
Yeah, I just don't want them getting
hurt. You grandfather son of a bitch. No, let them. That's how you learned your mistakes. Let them learn them.
Yeah, but it like kept me out of the gym for weeks. So,
good. I think those people are probably like, God, thank God that guy's not talking to us.
But then all
and then the Captain Morgan guy was like, finally, I can put my balls in peace. I just tried to offer that guy some sweet bourbon.
When I used to go to the JCC Heavy, there was a really...
Is that for fat people?
Yeah, what is JCC Heavy?
No, when I used to go heavily to the Jewish to the gym at the Jewish Community Center.
I thought JCC Heavy was just some like
for
really
fat Jews.
Yeah.
No, they used to run this.
We're going to get a workout.
The JCC New Haven.
The fat Jewish place.
The last
they
time
use bagels and not wings. JCC Heavy.
The last time I got in really good shape, it was because the JCC New Haven used to run a half price special every year.
Right.
And there was this dude, this real gym rat dude, jacked. He looked like Lance Storm from old wrestling, if you guys are familiar. He helped me. Because he noticed me rubbing my shoulder, and he gave me some unsolicited advice about rotator cuffs and maintaining them, which helped me tremendously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do appreciate that you do that for people.
Of course, because I've seen you pitch, and man, your slider is incredible. Your rotator cuff is the best.
Dude, I do have a great slider.
Nice.
It's the only pitch I know how to throw.
If someone came
very
up to me and said
speed.
I was doing something wrong, I would do it 10 more times wrong right in their fucking
I'm
face.
I'm not approaching you, Pat. I know
most
that.
Most people aren't.
Usually I approach people who seem like they're open to be approached. I'm not approaching
not approached. I'm Pat-os. Not approachable.
Good Christ, no.
Keep my head down. I do what I got to do. I know I look a little, and I don't think this, but I've been told it. I seem intimidating, so I know people won't come to me anyway. I don't try to do anything at the gym that I don't understand. Now, if I don't understand it, I will on my own do research because I'm only going to be able to tell me how to do it. I'm not going to be able to learn from someone. That's just not how I'm programmed. I got to learn it from me. So if I see a machine, I'm not sure how to use it, I will. I mean, think of Planet Fitness. There's literally on your phone, you can scan a thing and it'll show you a video.
That's pretty cool.
But if not, you can always just go look that up and figure things out. Now, I will, this part I will do sometimes. I will see someone doing a workout and wonder what the fuck is that. And sometimes I'll be like, okay, that could be good for me. But most times, that's another thing that makes me uncomfortable. People that are doing shit that isn't part of the workout you're supposed to do there. Like when someone's curling at the Smith machine. Like,
oh, yeah, that's bullshit.
Or when someone is doing, I call them sky fucks. You know, when they got the two benches, and then the woman puts her hands on one. She has like a crab and her feet on the other, and then she has pelvic thrust to the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Bridges. Very important movement.
But they're just fucking. No. I'm watching these going, they're just sky fucking. They're not bridging because their backs are off. They're weird. And there's like, and then there's one woman, she comes in 6 in the morning, and she dresses like a fucking Power Ranger. picture, and she's in all tight clothes and all these.
But
men
she's doing exercises like a power bottom.
Yeah, and everybody watches this power bottom super fuck. It's the craziest. But yeah, when people do shit wrong, I can't stand that shit. When they're not just saying wrong your way, but when they're using something, I want to use it. Like, you know what I mean? Like when I go to, when all the benches are taken and I want to grab one, but someone put all their shit on it. Like when they set up camp, the campers, I hate those fucking people. You're a fucking camp, you bring all your shit, they have a locker room. That's your problem. You're hanging out in the locker room, Stefano. But you're not bringing your shit in there. I don't bring anything out with me. I
carry a backpack.
My gym says, please do not do that.
My bag of tricks.
What is your tricks?
It's got all my gear, all the stuff that I'll need.
What kind of gear do you? What are you doing?
It depends on what I'm working out, man.
Yeah, but you know what you're going to work out on. So
fingerless gloves, chalk.
Never fingerless gloves. No. Yes, but
if you,
chalk.
But if
you never do fingerless gloves, dude?
No.
You don't get chalk. Callousy?
I need the calluses for what I do.
Yeah, I need the calluses all day. I like it. But again, if you have a belt or something like that, but you just take the belt out for when you need it, when you don't need it, put it back in the locker room.
Yeah, that sounds good and all, but then I don't get to carry my backpack around.
Yeah, but when your backpack's around, then you put your backpack in a place where it gets in other people's fucking way.
Right.
They can't go do their thing now. Are you one of the guys who does a circuit and takes over four fucking areas at once?
No, I don't do much high-intensity training. And that's
but that's the thing. Yeah. These guys, if they were doing high-intensity training, I wouldn't have a problem. They're just
slow-circuit motherfuckers?
Yeah, they're just going to one spot, then they stop and talk.
They're using half the gym
but
for
they've
a
got
very
their,
slow
they've
workout.
They've got their drinks on a bench, and then they've got like their backpack over another spot, and then you're yelling, I'm using nothing over there, but they're on five different fucking things.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it sounds whack as hell.
All right, let's go to our. We got a lot of people that messaged us. I want to talk about that. I put up a thing on my Facebook that Sasha, you're going to read off that one. Stefano, you also shared it. Thank you. And did that. So we're going to go through that. We can kind of just go through. If it's been repeated, we can still kind of just give them their shout out, the people that did it too, because I want to make sure they understand they got mentioned on the thing. So
I know at least one that I know I want to talk about.
Why don't you lead into that right now?
Okay, so the one that was brought up to me on my Instagram story and one that I really connected with.
Who is this person? We'd like to give everybody credit.
His name, I went to high school with him. His name is, I don't even know if he wants credit. So you're getting credit now, but Steven Hudak.
Steven Hudak.
Yeah, so good dude and went to high school with him. But anyway, he mentioned couples who are touchy-feely at the gym. That's definitely my biggest one that makes me just absolutely uncomfortable. I can't stand looking at it.
Do you have a problem with PDA happening. In general?
I don't. But at the gym where you guys are clearly putting on a show that doesn't belong there because you're both sweaty, you're all the time in the gym is meant to be used for working out. So like doing like the whole hand holding, kissing, it's just like in a gym I think is the worst place for it.
I don't have a problem with it if they're doing everything together. If they're working every machine together, they're doing all the reps together. If they're working out the same things together and going back and forth, I've seen that happen.
If they're on two different machines and they run towards each other, they kiss like they're running through a meadow, dude. Fuck that.
That's the part. Or like one's yelling to the other, hey, or like one will start. Or I don't like one of them will like follow and lurk around the other one, so they're like standing in your way.
Right.
That part, like, but if like one of them's doing curls and the other one's taking a rest, and then that one stops and the other one does the curls, that one rests. A lot of times, one's teaching the other. That you notice that a lot. It's not always the guy teaching the girl. It's both ways. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But I don't like it when it's somebody like just kind of following around, or when it's a couple together, but only the guy's working out and the girl's not even working out. She's just hanging
down
and
on the bench next.
She's dressed in regular work clothes,
just making sure he's not cheating on her
or standing in the way
while she's there.
The one I saw one time, which was really uncomfortable, is the girl was very attractive, but the guy was like standing there like he was a bouncer at Club Her.
Was the guy attractive?
No. You know what? He was in good shape, but he was hitting up above his weight class. You know what I mean? Like he really shouldn't have been.
Good for him.
Wasn't good looking enough for her. I don't know because it seemed like he's probably pretty a mean dude. Because like, I walked by. I had to walk by the machine. Didn't even look. And he just goes, "What are you looking at?" I said probably a wife beater. I don't know. And then she kind of laughed, and he just goes, "What?" I go, "Fuck you, dude. I'm walking. Calm down. Okay? Right. Calm down. You're in a gym." So I walk by, and then every time he would do that, everybody's staring at people while she's working out. And then he would kind of work out, but he wouldn't get away from her. But they weren't even doing the same machines. That was uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah,
I don't mind
awful.
A couple working out if they're actually working out together.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if they're like Sash said, if they're like sitting there and they're doing the kissy boo boo, all that shit, just like, you know, relax for a minute.
Yeah, keep your hands off each other a little bit.
Yeah,
you're
going to be all right.
Yeah.
You're doing this to make each other feel better later.
Right.
You don't have to do it now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Jim, you have to be there, an hour if for a decent workout maybe? So, like, There's no you could shut that down for a second. You guys could just be workout partners for a little bit, not whatever you got going on.
An hour's fine, right?
Yeah.
I know people that were like, yeah, I've been here for like 3 hours. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, but you're hanging out and you're talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll probably be there between 45 minutes to an hour 10 at the most. That's usually depending on what
if
I'm
work
doing
out
that
the whole
day.
Time, that's perfect.
And that's what absolutely, I'm doing. Yeah. I'm really not. The only breaks I'm doing is I'm waiting for another machine or I'm doing breaks, you know, break or two in between. But there's certain things I don't like doing. Like, I don't like working on abs. So to make myself do it.
Brutal work.
So to make myself do it, I do it whenever I'm using the decline bench. So I go back and forth with it. So if I'm doing decline presses, I will put them down and then do 25 set up and then go right to it. And I won't take breaks. So I'll do set of 10.
Make like a little
then 25. Out of it. Yeah, and then, but staying on the same thing.
That's a really
and
good tip.
And the days that I'm not doing that, I will do standing curls next to it. Mm-hmm. Put it down, then do the 25. So, because if I make myself go stand alone and do abs, I won't do abs.
Yeah.
So that one, that's for me. But when I want to go do it, I'm standing right there and I'm using that, and some guy walks over and puts his sweatshirt on it because it's the one thing and it looks like it's a couch kind of. And yeah. I'm like, hey, are you using that? He goes, well, just put my stuff there. No one uses it. I'm like, I'm trying to use it. Mm-hmm. And then someone walks over and goes, you shouldn't be doing sit ups on that. There's like, it's set up for a sit up.
Yeah.
It's the only way you get up.
Oh, yeah, the decline bench is perfect for setups.
Many people use it. But that, to me, that's I got lost because I went on a diatribe about that. What were we talking about?
Yeah, what made you uncomfortable? It was public, PDA.
No, it was PDA, then it was that
one. I don't know how it got in.
Anyway, we're going to the next thing. But that part, I don't mind. Oh, the couples are working out stuff. A lot of times the girl will sit on that thing.
Right.
And that will make me nuts. And I'll be like, that's not your slide. What the fuck? What do you got, Sash?
Anthony Capobianco says, somebody curling in the squat rack.
First of all, we are learning. I want you to enjoy this as much as you can, Stefano, that Stash can't read.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. No, but names. Last week was my favorite. The girl's name, G-A-B-Y.
Gabby. What the fuck?
Gaby.
What?
No one is Gaby.
No one on earth is Gaby.
And Dan goes, Dan said gay baby?
Like, unless you have like a really fruity baby, that's a Gaby.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Gaby, and her last name was Duva. He's like, Gaby Duvar. Like, this is the fanciest person in the world. Okay, so this is Tony Capobianco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what you said.
He's like, Tony Tapioca, go on.
Stefano's here, was making me feel my Italian roots.
I know Tony. Tony is a gym rat. Tony goes to the gym all the time. So.
He sounds like my people.
He would be. What do you have to say?
I got three here. The first one is curling in the squat rack.
Okay, I mentioned that too, but yeah,
right.
That's...
Right.
Let's see. People that don't wipe down the machines after use.
Mm. First of all, I mean, in my gym at least, you are treated like a pariah if you don't. Like, people, that's the one thing. You know, it's Planet Fitness. At my, the gym I'm at, if someone walks away, you hear someone going, you gonna wipe it down? You wipe it down? And like, even to the point where I'll walk away to get the towel, and they'll be like, are you gonna wipe it down? Like, I have to get the I don't have one on me.
Right.
I have to get the towel.
The rudest thing you could do at the gym, being like, now you lay in my sweat.
Mm. Right. No, but the person who's not giving you the...
That's how you absorb
but give
power.
Me the benefit of the doubt that I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Let me walk away and come back. But that kind of thing... Or what I don't like a lot is the guy, I'm like, hey, let me come back. And he's like, nah, it's good. I'm like, no, it's not good. Don't lay in my sweat, bro. Let me... I don't like you now. Like, you're gross. Don't lay in me. I don't like that shit at all.
Mm.
Like, I know I sweat. I make sure I wipe everything down all the time. And even when my son's been coming with me now, that's the first thing I showed him. Like, when I'm finishing up the last set, you go get the towel so we can get moving to the next thing. Yeah, but if someone's not wiping that down, that's just ignorant. Now, it depends what it is. Now, I know it's not like if it's like a Smith machine, I'll see some people not wipe down the actual bar. I have no issue with that. The bar, I'm fine with. I wipe it down, but I don't really have an issue with that. Anything you're laying on, bench, any seating, anything like that, anything your skin is touching when it's sweaty, I think you need to wipe down. But I don't think like bar, dumbbell, I don't think you have to wipe those down. They should be cleaning those. I don't wipe a dumbbell down. I've never done that. I have wiped the bar down on the Smith machine because I mean just because I'm doing it anyway, especially if I'm squatting or something on my neck sweaty, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's basically common. If you're not doing that, you're an animal.
Yeah.
Believe me, most gyms it's not like you can't find a towel thing.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They put them every fucking where. Mm-hmm.
Gym, but people who don't rack the weights in order. So like you go over to the dumbbell station and you're searching around to find two matching weights, or even on like if you're going to bench or whatever and it's just like a 35, a 25, a 10, all
yeah
the same
yeah that's space. Ridiculous. And I mean, to take that further out, people who don't rack their weights.
Just leave them.
This is more of a pet peeve, I guess, than making me uncomfortable, but that makes me want to slit people's throats.
Well, why it makes me uncomfortable is because usually where they leave them is somewhere that I'm thinking they're going to come back to.
Yeah,
if someone puts their dumbbells down next to like a seat, and I'm like, oh, they must be using that seat, and then I'm watching to see. Even if they don't unrack, like if they're benching and they don't unrack, I clear it off. When I'm done, a lot of people just like leave the plates onto whatever. I clear everything off to say open.
Yeah.
It's like a vacancy on a fucking outlet.
Not be a fucking animal. Clean up after yourself.
Right.
You know?
That too. But even if you're like, even if you're trying to move to the next thing and you're in a rush, I like to clear it off so the next person can go, oh, that's open.
Right.
Because if there's weights on it, I sit there for a minute and go, is someone going to take this? I don't want to just jump at it to get yelled at by
like
someone.
Such an asshole for just waiting for a bench that was not in use.
Right.
Also, what if the next person is a wimp? You're going to make them struggle with some, like,
yeah.
445s.
But, what's really inconsiderate about that is a lot of the times the girl behind the desk is 90 pounds and she's in charge of clearing the weights. She's got to go pick up your 45s. That's half her weight. She's not even able to move them around. I've seen that happen multiple times. There's people who are so inconsiderate who don't rack their weights.
The other thing with the weights.
My bad.
Yeah, and the other thing with the weights, when they're racking with the dumbbells especially, I hate when someone goes right to the rack and stands right there and does their curls and workout mm-hmm. right at the rack.
Unspoken rule.
So you can't walk by at all,
yep.
And you're trying to get the other thing. And like, and it's usually a small little area between there and when people have benches and things, and you try to walk by, and they stand right there. I know they want me in the mirror, but if there's an open bench or seat, I always take the dumbbells and go stand by a bench or seat.
Right.
So, and even like, if someone needs it, I'll say it's open to you, but I stand away out of the way so people can walk back and forth.
You know what? That just made me think what would be a great addition to gyms is if they, you know how you have a fire lane on the sidewalk of in front of a store? That's about how much distance everyone should keep from the rack if they're not grabbing weights.
Right.
You know, a couple of meters or a meter or so away. But like, yeah, when you get right up in it, man, you're fucking everybody's day up.
And especially...
That'd be fun as hell. I'd just be chucking weights in there all the time.
But the guy who's usually doing that is the guy who can't really handle the weight he's doing.
Mm.
So therefore, he's standing so close to go, hur, hur, and he's doing that because he wants to just drop it back down
exactly.
into the thing. It's like, if you can't handle the weight, don't fucking do the weight as it is anyway. But to stand that close to it, you're just getting in everyone's way.
Right.
And you don't need to be that close to the fucking mirror.
Nope.
Just pull it away and do your reps and go back. You can put them down, you're fine. But that part, that makes me uncomfortable. Because now I'm like, I finish my set. And I want to go put those weights away to get other weights. And now I stand up because I'm not going to – I don't get up and then survey the area.
Right.
I'm in my own head. So I get up, then I go to walk over, and I'm holding these weights. And just like, you know, if I'm doing like incline or whatever, they're like 55s or 60s or something. I don't want to stand there holding like heavy buckets of water the entire time.
Mm.
And then I can't get to it because there's one lady working off over here, then a guy blocking that area. And I'm trying to walk around him. So then I'm uncomfortable. Like I'm feeling like, excuse me. And he's like, you got headphones on, you're yelling. And then he looks at you like you're an asshole because you
right.
want to walk to the place you're supposed to put shut your way at. It's weird. It makes me fucking uncomfortable as shit.
Yep. Yeah, I hate that one.
You got another one?
They're commenting on how frequently or infrequently you go to the gym. That comes from Carla Adrian.
What people that comment how often
the
you go? Oh, like I was saying before, we were talking about that at the beginning. That was what we talked about when the employees are saying to you, "Oh, it's been a while since we've seen you," or like,
yeah.
"You come here often," or like that. It's like, yeah, you don't have to remind me I haven't done it, or remind me that I come too much. It's
yeah.
Like, this is the second time here today. Like, what? There was a day where I went like at 6 a.m, and then I had a show cancel, and it was 9 p.m, and I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to go tomorrow, so I'm gonna go tonight. And I went there, and the guy just scanned and goes, "You've already been here." Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, thank God.
Oh, yeah, and you
my time
out.
Machine broke,
yeah.
dickhead. Yeah, I didn't know. Sorry, Thad. I didn't fucking know.
You're not limited to one.
You can go a million times.
Hell no, yeah.
You can go whenever you want. A lot of times what I would do is I would, because I like to run the Riverwalk sometimes in the summer. So I'll go to the gym, work out, but then leave my shit in the locker locked because I'll have a sweatshirt or whatever. I don't want to run with that and my keys and all that shit like that. So I'll throw everything in the locker. I'll leave the gym, go run, and then come back and then go to the locker. So you gotta come back in. And sometimes I don't have my key on me and I'll be like, yeah, I was already here. And like,
right.
Really? I'm like, no, yeah, I'm sneaking in. You caught me. I'm the guy who was here a fucking hour ago, you fucks. But, all right, what else?
Shannon Nolan. not knowing how to use a machine and feeling too intimidated to ask.
A couple of girls said this one to me too.
Yeah, that one gets to me.
No, there are certain things I don't know how to use. And I just don't use them.
Right.
I just don't. Like I said, I might go look it up myself, but that's definitely a thing. I'll watch people. I've done I've had struggles with something and not been able to do it, and then seen someone going to do it. So I will, without trying to look creepy, I will walk close enough and work out to see how are they doing it. You know what I mean? Like, for example, for the longest time, I have my back's not bad, but it's just I'm a 45-year-old fucking guy, whatever. So squatting for me, my one question has always been with it, how low am I supposed to go where I'm not going to get hurt, where I'm not going to hurt myself? Because there's no real rule with height, whatever. You're not really sure exactly. You want to go low. You don't want to go too crazy low. Some people just are barely, even like pogo jumping, and that's stupid, yeah, whatever.
Parallel or ass to grass is a good way to follow it.
Basically, I don't have fun sayings, but so I didn't know what to do. And there's this girl that works usually every day when I'm there, and I saw her going to squat, and she's about my height. And I was like, oh, let me just check it for a minute. But she had a bench there still. And I'm like, well, why does she have a bench there? And then she went forward, and she was going just so her ass would just touch the bench. And I'm like, oh, shit, that makes perfect sense. And it gives you a guide to know where to go. And I've been doing that, and it's worked out for me. So to watch it, I don't – fucking turn boy. But fucking Flexbo Jones.
Flexbro Jones, thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're not welcome. But, yeah, I understand that. I think the hardest thing is you want to go up to somebody. But at the same time – I think that is the only time that you should be talking to the employees there. But you can't tell, especially at Planet Fitness, you used to be able to. They used to give the trainers like a different color shirt than the other ones. But now it looks like they all just wear the same fucking thing. I would go to a trainer and go, hey, can I get some help? Because it's supposed to be free. That's the whole point when you pay for the thing. That was like, you know, you can just get their help to ask. But I could see that you feeling stupid, I guess. But yeah. I would ask. But like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, being a great rule to follow in the gym. Like if you're ever feeling bashful and you, yeah, like you check your ego at the door. You know, you just don't. You don't be afraid.
It's hard to check your ego at the door though when everyone's there at the end of the day trying to look good.
And boost their ego. Yeah.
When you go and work out. It feels great when you go there and every other guy has a pot belly. It sucks when you go on the day when everyone's ripped. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you go, then every woman is just wearing like the tightest pants and sports bras and showing off their abs. And then you see next to her is a big girl in a sweatshirt. A big girl in a sweatshirt is trying to get to be that thing.
Right.
The last thing she wants to do is turn to ab girl and be like, how do you do that thing? You know what I mean? Because it's very hard on your ego.
That segues really well into one of the ones that was brought up to me a few times by women, only women. They have a real problem with people staring at them at the gym. Now, me as an exhibitionist, if people are staring at me while I'm working out, I kind of love it, but it's a completely different situation for girls. I don't really
know. You also used to be fat broccoli, so you haven't dealt with a lifetime of people staring at you when you didn't want them to.
Correct.
So it's an ego boost for you.
Correct. Yeah. It all came in the right time.
Yeah.
A bunch of girls were complaining about that. They don't like, guys staring and
now to be fair though,
right?
And I'm gonna say this other side, a lot of girls just assume guys are staring, but there isn't a lot of things to stare at the gym. I stare off, I blankly stare. Well, I have music. Okay, if I have no headphones in and I'm looking at you, I'm looking at you. But if I have headphones in, I mean, I'm one of those, I'm a sociopath where I can work out to podcasts. I do that. I'll listen to spoken word and lift. And like, I know people don't tell me they can't do it. And run too, but I can do it. I just like something distracting me while I'm doing it.
Right.
I enjoy something. And to me, it's kind of funny because then I'll associate things the next day with like, oh, you know, when I was lifting this much, that's when Greg Fitzsimmons said this to Joe Rogan, whatever. So it's like, and I'll keep that in my mind. Now, therefore, a lot of times when I'm listening to things like that, I'm kind of visualizing in my head and taking breaks, I'll just glance forward. Now, in front of me might be a girl working out. And she might look and go, that guy's staring at me. I'm not even really noticing that she's fucking there. And like I said before, another thing I do a lot is I look to see someone using a machine to see if, oh, can I get on that one next? So I will look over. And I see the same people all the time. So I could see some people thinking that. And I think there definitely are people there staring at other people.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of time, to be honest, men and women both, The ones who think they're getting stared at the most are the ones who are in front of the mirrors nonstop doing like side poses, or the ones who are doing like they're on the stair machine, but they're doing just the side butt move.
Oh, and yeah.
And they're wondering if people are staring at them, but you're walking sideways and sticking your ass out.
Right in your face.
Right. And they're like, what are you looking at? I'm like, I don't know. You're walking weird. Yeah. It's like you're doing like 10 sets of Kardashians.
You look like you have to poop.
Yeah, it's weird. So, yeah, I get that part. I mean, I can never speak for a woman feeling uncomfortable. I've had people staring at me, and I think they're looking at me like, look at this guy dressed like an asshole. Because I dress like an asshole. I wear the one pair of shorts. I usually have, like, a shitty T-shirt that I have, like, the sleeves ripped off. Because I don't care what I'm wearing there. I have sneakers I bought from Marshall that aren't like that. And everyone else is wearing, like, these, like, high-end shit, whatever. So, I'm like, they're probably looking at me for that. Or I got, like, crazy beard, whatever it is. I always think they're staring at me for some one reason or the other. Anyway. So I always think they're like looking, and I look, and they are kind of looking.
You don't think that they're staring at you because you look incredible?
No.
Really?
Not at the gym I'm at. There's some, you know, the valley. There's all these fancy Italians walking around like you.
Yeah.
All their slick hair and
right.
shit.
That's true.
They all have matching outfits and shit. They all look like young Tatums.
Right. I usually wear my tuxedo to the gym, so I know
that's
what you're
nice. Sleeveless. All right, what's next?
Sleeveless tuxedo.
Dudes taking selfies from Johnny Benson.
Yeah, fuck him.
Which I'm pretty sure is a shot at you specifically.
Oh, 100%.
I have heard people complain about that a lot. Mostly comedians.
First of all, but now Johnny does go to a gym a lot.
Yeah.
Johnny's in good shape. Johnny does Zumba. All stuff too. If Johnny's saying that it bothers him when guys are doing it at the gym, that's fine. If he's saying that he hates seeing it on social media, then just fucking unfollow me.
Yeah.
Because that's that part I don't care about. Now, at the gym, you see myself, and believe me, Stefan always give me like, hey, you should have a better angle. You should lift your hand.
I've laid off that big time. He almost unfriended me for life
right.
after that one.
And the reason why is because I don't like doing it either. The reason why I take selfies at the gym is because it's a whole thing to make. I need guilt to do things. It's a fucked up. It's a fucked up thing. More so than that, I tell people I work out. I tell people I don't drink anymore. I tell people I'm going to be working on a new album. So they go, I haven't seen you say anything about this. So I have to do it so they don't fucking ask me why I'm not doing it. Makes me go to. It's a weird thing, but to me, so I take a picture and put me at the gym. Yeah, it's nice when someone says, "Oh, wow, it looks like you're getting in better shape." But most of my pictures aren't of my body or anything. It's like my head, whatever. And I do it quickly. I don't like doing it. So when you see that far away in the mirror, I'm doing it because I'm like, no one's looking when I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it quickly just to say I was here. So people go, "Oh, you're working out," and I go, "Oh, good." They're noticing, so I have to keep doing it. It weirdly drives me.
I get it completely.
That's why I take it.
The ones you do with your son when he works out with
yeah.
you. That's some wholesome fucking heartwarming.
That's
fun.
That is
and
really
he hates
stuff.
It. That's why I do it too.
Oh, yeah, double good. Double good.
Because Sheamus is like, yeah. No thanks. Because he actually just started doing wrestling. He's 13 years old. He's like my height. So he's like he wanted to work out a little cardio and lifting. So on the weekends he goes with me. 13. I was 13. I was not even knowing about a gym.
He's
going
to be a sicko. But he's going to be really good.
His name is Sheamus and he's tall. I mean, he's going to have to kill people. And that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
So besides that piece of shit, Johnny Benson, what else we got?
Gordon
By the way, no one laughs. I love Johnny.
Besides that piece of shit.
Gordon Baker Bone, a
motherfucker. Hilarious comic.
Don't shower before entering the pool.
Yeah, and I believe me, I've gone – the gym I'm at now does not have a pool, but I've been at gyms with pools and just in pools in general.
Yeah.
But that whole kind of thing with the working out. If you're going to go swimming as part of your workout and stuff like that, yeah. I know people think that going in the water makes them clean. It does not. Not even that. A lot of people go into the pool after they work out.
Yeah.
They work out
yeah,
and then they jump in and they're cooling off.
I don't have a pool in the gym, so I
don't deal
with
that. But they cool off. And if you dive in, your sweat and all that shit's going in there
yeah,
right away. And the signs all over the place say that. Shower first. You're just rinsing off and then jump in the pool. And you can clean off again after you want. But what you're cleaning off yourself so when you go in the pool, you're not getting shit in the filter. That's really what it's doing.
Right.
Your skin's got a bunch of garbage on it. Yeah, and of course Ryan Brouth was racist and wrote underneath that you go to a pool. I know what he was saying, but I love Ryan. But yeah, what the fuck? Go ahead.
That was happy. When people get way too close from Brandon Ness.
What, just way too close to you?
Oh, actually,
I'm talking the treadmill right next to me when the rest.
Oh
yes.
Oh, okay.
I this was brought up to me today too, and I actually talked about it a little in my Instagram story. But I think I agree. That's a bad one, and it's one that people bring up a lot. So yeah, you'll get next to some, like when you're running on a treadmill and someone gets next to the treadmill next to you, even though there's more treadmills and they obviously could space it out better. The way I think that should be run, kind of the same unspoken rule that men have in when it comes to urinals. So if it's not a crowded bathroom, urinal in between. But if it's like baseball crowded, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Okay, well, my issue with that is that at a urinal, there's not TVs. Okay?
Right.
When it comes to treadmills, everyone always has a complaint. But here's the thing. At treadmills and you're running and anything like that, elliptical, all that shit, there's usually like 10 or 12 TVs. And you want to be in front of the one you want to watch. You don't want to listen to. You can listen to it in the headphones through the machine, but you don't want to look across 10 TVs over and crank your head. So a lot of people do want to. If ESPN is the thing they want to watch, some places let you do that. Some don't. Some places have like five TVs there, and it's like this area. Number one is this channel. Number two is this channel. Number three, they do like that way, and you kind of go to those sides and do it. You can change the channel to listen, but a lot of places you can't change the channel on the TV to watch. Because they set them up each way. You can just find the way you want to listen to on each spot. So that part I kind of get. My friend, you'll probably get to it later, but a friend of mine, Melissa, put, and that's the part I'm more worried about, and I see this a lot. A woman is working out on elliptical, and a guy goes in the fucking treadmill right the fuck behind her just to stare at her on the elliptical the entire time. That's the creepier one to me.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem. If I'm on one treadmill and you go next to me, like I said, once again, I'm in my headphones. I don't really do the treadmill, but back in the day I did. I'm in my zone enough where you can be right next to me and I don't give a shit. I mean, if you tried to talk to me, then I'd be like, hey, I'm just trying to work out. But I don't really care if someone's right next to me. Even in a urinal, I don't really care because usually there's a divider and they're not trying. I'm comfortable in my life. No one's trying to do anything weird to you. You know, they're just peeing. You know what I mean? If there's three toilets and one of them is the little guy one, I don't want to use that one. So I'll go in the one next to you. You know what I mean? So I don't have an issue with that closeness. I have an issue with the creepiness of the closeness. And usually I see that there's an attractive woman and she's on a treadmill. And then there's five other treadmills on the side, but a guy will go right next to her. And there's no need to. You know what I mean? You're making her feel uncomfortable.
That's needlessly creepy.
If it's me then and you came by and you went right next to me and I didn't know you, two guys, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't give a shit because I'm not – I feel safe in my own self. Even if you were someone who was going to be like, you know, like a sexual predator or whatever, I wouldn't be worried about it. But I don't want to make anyone else feel uncomfortable. So even when I did use treadmills, if I wanted that one, I said, oh, screw it. I'm going to go. I would be opposite. If there was shoes on one, I'm at 12. Even if I wanted to be on six, I try to make people as happy as possible.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
What else we got, Stash?
Justin Perez says, this is Planet Fitness exclusive, by the way, but people eating the free pizza before they go on the machines and just leaving grease trail behind them.
Oh, they're not washing their hands?
I guess not.
See, I don't even know if my place does the pizza. I'm guessing they all do, but, like, I'm never there in the evenings.
Right.
Yeah. Right. They used to do bagels and coffee, but they don't do that anymore.
They don't do bagels.
Not mine anymore.
I remember that one.
They used to do the Panera thing. And what pissed me off about that is that there'd be a bunch of coffee. I watched a guy one time take the whole box of Joe and just take that with him.
Just take a box of Joe?
Yeah, the whole box. They had it there for the poor in people.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'll do my workout, and then I was going to drink a coffee on the walk home. And then there were no more. I saw a guy leaving with two. I'm like, does he work? You're like, no.
He just have a set of nuts.
And
they
just took him and brought him to work. Probably he said, look at me, guys. I got you guys some coffee. And he just took the gym's coffee. But that, the pizza I've never seen anybody eat. But I think anything.
Genius, really.
I don't like when anyone eats in the gym because I do see that. I see people coming in and they're like, either they're eating like a protein bar or whatever it is. You see them do that thing, go right to working out. It's like, you know, wash your hands, go clean up. You know what I mean? And not even because that allergies or a bunch of shit that could happen like that. I don't want their grease. That's kind of rare though, I would think. But then again, I don't go in the evening, so I don't know. I don't eat pizza anymore. But B, I don't understand why you want pizza when you're working out.
Oh, well, that's just something genius on Planet Fitness's end. You'll have clients forever if they're eating pizza every week. What is it, once a month?
I think it's once a month. Yeah. But I don't know. So, all right, what next?
Everything else is just repeats and jokes. Do you have any more on your thing,
Stephanie? As far as something that hasn't been brought up yet.
Jokes in quotation marks.
Yeah, a lot of hacky shit.
Jokes.
So many people who saw other people talk about naked old men and still had to chime in to talk about.
That's the thing. I don't think any of them read the thread. They just fucking they think that's my idea. There's no way no one else had it.
Okay, this is actually a pretty good one from my friend Paulina. It's people that hog equipment and are on their phones forever in between sets. I guess we did sort of cover that.
No, but we didn't clear it 100%.
Specifically with people on their phones while they're using up equipment.
I'm somebody who will, in between a set, quickly check something.
Oh, big time.
I'll check. Because to me, it's more about just killing that time.
Yeah.
It's more than anything else.
A lot of workouts require 1 minute to 2 minutes in between sets. Right. Anyway.
And I used to like to go walk over to the water fountain and come back. But a lot of times I'll find someone will just go, even if I leave the weights racked and all that, somebody will just start using the thing. Yeah. And I don't like to be the guy like, excuse me. Right. I kind of like just give up and I wait to go back to it later. So I will sit there. But and only once or twice have I caught myself, like all of a sudden I got a text from my kids or something, where I'm like, oh, I've been here for like 2 or 3 minutes. I can see, and I look up and someone's staring like, are you going to be done with this? Yeah, so that makes me super uncomfortable when someone like, the one I see it the most on, leg press. Because they sit down, they're on the ground, they got their legs up, they do like 10, and then you see them think they're in the recliner at their house. Mm. They're literally on their phone, they're messaging people, or even worse, taking a phone call at the fucking gym.
Yeah.
Or the FaceTime. I've seen that a lot. They're like, hey, what's going on? They're just yelling, and they're just screaming, they're in their Bluetooth, and they're just screaming. It's like, you know, my kids, when I'm at the gym in the morning, my kids will call me before they go on the school bus. And so when they're getting ready to go, I know when they call me, and I know when it's about to be like 7:25, whatever. I'll stop doing whatever set I'm doing, and I'll go to the locker room. You know what I mean? And I'll go to the locker room and take that phone call because I'm not going to be the guy who's ruining someone else's workout by just talking. You know, you want your distractions. Oh, yeah, I fucking hate that.
This is a good one that we haven't brought
up. And we'll do this one, then we're probably going to close on this. Perfect. So there you go.
Okay. B.O., body odor. Now, I understand that we're in a gym and we're sweating, we're working out, but you could
smell like you've showered once in the last
week. Exactly. Smell like you've showered once in the last week. And for the love of God, if you need to do it intra-workout, keep deodorant on you or in your locker. But, like, you got to understand how bad you stink. Yeah.
If you get that funky during a workout, you haven't showered recently enough.
I agree.
Or frequently enough, because that just means you've got a funk you're just holding at bay.
Dirty clothes too. That's another contributing factor. Doesn't matter how clean you are. If you're using the same shorts like 4 times in a week or something, you're stinky. It doesn't matter how good you've washed your body. Like, and that smell, you could smell that coming off of people. Like, you know the difference. So yeah, just like overall personal hygiene, like that's got to be taken care of because that is super nasty when someone's funky.
I think, and it's gross, but you know, it's funny. The guys who have that smell, and I've smelled some women too, but like usually it's men for the most part. They're the ones who seem to be putting on the overact of working out too. That like they're exerting with the noises and the grunting, like oh, and all that kind of shit. And I think it almost feels like they think the smell is manly.
Yes,
like the smell means, I don't know if you guys did, but like when I played football in high school, there were guys who were proud that their like shoulder pads smelled.
Yes.
And like, and shit like that. They're like, yeah, I haven't washed this jersey, the whole time, or these pants. Smell that. It's like, you know, it's a man. It's like, no, it's gross. I wouldn't be comfortable. I'd feel ill. I do so much fucking laundry. Yeah, they're like Daniel Day-Lewis at the gym. It's great. Yeah. So I do so much like during the week. Like I wear the same shorts to the gym every day. I wash these shorts 4 to 5 times a week. I mean, literally, because I know I'm doing sock laundry like crazy. Because if I go in the morning and go to the gym, whenever I wear to the gym in the morning, I take that off as soon as I get home in the shower. And I'm wearing something else that day, and I'm usually cleaning it by the next day. I never have dirty clothes. I've never had a shirt that wasn't washed. I've never worn a shirt the same day gym twice unless I washed it before, because I don't, part of me going to the gym and taking that run, I like that sweat, but I want that sweat to be the first thing I feel. So I'm taking that run and I'm breaking that little bit of sweat, but I also I wake up in the morning applying deodorant. I'm not someone that really puts, thank God, I'm not someone that puts on an odor. And I've kind of learned the more weight you lose and the better shape you get in, the better the odor you put on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You start, you know, like I knew when I first started losing weight, I noticed a different smell, and it was like chlorine, and people were telling me, oh, because you're burning the right things now. And you kind of, your sweat does have a little bit of like a, like an ammonia type smell to it at one point. And that, a little bit of smell, I understand. But when someone's like, you can't even walk the fuck by them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they got a musk.
Right. And that's usually also the guy, musk. That's usually the person too, who's not wiping down the thing either. And I guess I will finish on this since you brought that up, and I forgot. And a couple people did say this, and this is we'll end on a hack gym thing, but it's also to me not a hack gym thing because it is real. People saying, you know, the hard thing about being in the gym is holding in a fart. Now I'll go the opposite way. I don't get mad at someone if they fart in the gym. I don't like farts. I don't like fart humor. I'm not a fan of farts.
Man, that's again where we find ourselves on polar opposites.
Yeah, because I'm funny, but like,
Farts are funny, Pat. I know we can't have these sidebars that you get mad at on the podcast, but I will laugh at a fart till the day I die, man.
Yeah,
it is the funniest
thing. And I used to do that too until I started working on comedy and realizing you can write a joke, not squeeze one out. You know, it's like,
you'll never write a joke as funny as a fart in an inopportune moment.
Never.
I have, and it's done pretty well. It's like, I haven't had one fart be downloaded on Spotify.
Can you download farts on Spotify?
I'm sure.
I'm going to download them right now.
But what I'm saying is this. Sometimes when you're lifting, you are exerting yourself. When you exert yourself, you can't help it. Sometimes things squeak out. I have no problem. I have no problem with that at all. The smell goes away in 2 seconds. Be an adult. Usually, it's not something. I've never heard anybody. I did hear one guy one day squat, and I heard like a machine gun, like, and that was kind of funny. And like whatever, and you heard him go down and do it, and whatever, his body was like exploding, whatever. But I've never just like smelt like a huge beef at the gym. You know what I mean?
I'm about to lose my mind just hearing you say smelt a huge beef.
But I've never smelt that at the gym. And if someone does fart, whatever, it's just a part of life. I don't have a problem with someone farting at the gym. I do have a problem with someone taking a huge shit in the locker room, and then when they're done, like, there's only two stalls. It's like, I don't know, like, go home. I get you at the gym, but yeah, how hard did you work out where you need to shit? Like, I'm done.
Work the dump right out.
When I'm
yourself,
done working out, right. I usually don't have to go to the bathroom at all because I've sweat out a lot of things in my body. And I also, I don't eat before I go work out.
Mm.
So I when I go work out in the morning, it's at the end of my 12 to 15 hour fasting that I'm doing.
Right.
So like I don't really have a lot in me anyway. But if I do wake up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, then take my run. So I don't usually go to the bathroom anyway. But the guy who can go to the gym and take a huge shit,
yeah,
what was what were you doing? Were you having like egg and cheese before you went? What are you doing?
I have a slow metabolism, but when I would go to the gym, it would get everything moving.
I have no problem.
I don't think that's real science. I know people say that, but I don't think when you lift, when I bench, my poop doesn't. A, your poop's not in your chest, so it's not coming down.
You guys don't have poop in your chest?
Don't have poop in my chest. I've been pooped on anyway. So it's like a couple of shiesta films, but it's like, but no, but.
I could drop bombs before, during, and after my workout. No
but
problem.
But do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the gym?
There's no timing to them. Especially if I run like a quick mile on the treadmill, man. Dude, I got it. Before I actually work out.
Running makes you shit?
It could, absolutely.
If you go from sedentary, which is what I usually am, to working out, everything just kind of like, oh, kicks, jump starts. Like,
yeah.
Oh, now we're working again.
I shit like, I used to shit a lot when I was fat, but I shit like once, maybe twice a day, not the most. So like not a lot. You guys are gross.
Definitely gross.
Shit in the gym.
I mean, now I have a sensible diet and I don't shit as much anymore. But I mean, this is going back a ways.
And I guess the only thing to go back to the very beginning and then we'll end it on this is that the only thing that does make me uncomfortable about the locker room is the person. If they are naked and they have sandals on, that's the one thing. And
that's
I get it. If they're shower Crocs, I get it. But you have a towel too, so do that. But if they're just walking around, it's like I almost would rather them be completely nude. I'm like, if you're going to do it, what made you go, oh, these shoes go well with my balls? They really bring out my taint. It's a weird thing. I don't enjoy it. Stosh, you got anything else to add to this uncomfortableness at the gym?
No.
Stefano?
Any
last things? Somebody walk around with jugs of water. Are you
see,
a jug?
I've been all these guys. I've been.
I don't bring
guys.
Any bottles of water around me. I don't bring any. You have the accessories, all that stuff. Outfits. Any certain outfits make you nuts? I don't like a headband guy.
Oh, I don't mind. Whatever you got to wear to the gym. I don't.
You don't got to.
Yeah. Whatever.
You don't got to.
Whatever you're comfortable.
You don't got to. You're not uncomfortable.
I have so many headband stocks you don't even understand. I need to soak up all this grease, baby. I'm leaking over here. And no, whatever you need to dress in the gym to be comfortable, it doesn't bother me, man. I don't care how ridiculous the outfit is.
If you need to be comfortable with an outfit, then you should stay home and work on yourself. Maybe go to therapy or something like that.
Right.
Besides that, Stosh, anywhere they can follow you or do whatever?
Yeah. June 15th, I'll be at Torrington, Connecticut, Bocce's. Seven Comics in Heaven is the name of the show. And then June 22nd, I'll be doing the... all crowd work show at Scotty O'Boyle's in Meriden.
Nice.
Let's see. I'm on Frank Carafano's showcase this Wednesday.
I want to talk to him about that.
Okay.
I heard they were canceled.
Okay. I might not be on that. Cool. It's not like I really do that much comedy anyway. But what you can follow me on that I'm always active on So you could friend me on Facebook, Stefano Sanzo. I accept most requests that aren't from robots. On Twitter, I'm at Stefabro, S-T-E-F-A-B-R-O. And on Instagram, where I'm most active, always reaching out, usually have some sort of post in my story every day. That's at Stefabro93. So yeah, you could just follow me on there, and we could get in touch and have fun on there. It's a good time.
Thank you, sir. Follow us at Discomfort In Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And we have a fan page on Facebook as well. Make sure that you look out for my page and the Facebook fan page for each week. We put up the new subject, and we ask for ideas for you guys to chime in. Stefano, thank you so much for coming on and being with
us.
Thanks
for having me. It was fun.
And thank you guys for staying at the Discomfort In.